Michael Jackson and You Are Not Alone. And that's it from us for today. Many heartfelt thanks to all the people who made this programme possible, who worked incredibly hard. Thank you very much indeed. Full coverage on the BBC of Glastonbury Festival. And it's goodbye from us from Glastonbury. It's 12:45, time for a special Newsbeat bulletin with Jonathan Blake in the US and Juliet Mazunda in London.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
The biggest music star in the world has died.
The legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m.
Michael Jackson was 50 and planning his big comeback in the UK this summer. We'll have the latest on what happened.
Also this lunchtime, we look back at his life, his music and the controversy in his personal life. Plus, your tributes on the text and online and reaction from fans around the world.
It hurts me that he's gone.
Loved his music. Kind of weird guy, but loved his music.
I don't know, his dancing was off the hook.
The king of pop, man. He's the greatest entertainer of all time.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Is dead. 12 hours on, it's the news America is waking up to, and everyone is talking about it. But somehow, for many people here and around the world, it's still so hard to take in. Yesterday afternoon, paramedics were called to Michael Jackson's home in Los Angeles. He'd stopped breathing. A few hours later, he was dead. There was shock, sadness, but also celebration, as fans here struggled to come to terms with the news. It was early evening here in New York when the first reports came through.
Suddenly, word arrived from Southern California that Jackson had been rushed to the hospital. There were grave reports about his condition.
There was talk of a heart attack, claims he was in a coma. Before the news, fans were dreading.
It was horrible. I just got home from work. I was tired, and then, like, I didn't believe it at first.
I actually heard it just word of mouth,
and, like, hearing that he's dead, it brought tears to my eyes.
Paramedics had tried to resuscitate Michael Jackson at his home, but he had fallen into a coma. As Michael's brothers and sisters and his parents rushed to be with him at the UCLA Medical Center, fans crowded outside.
It is crazy. I'm a huge fan of Michael Jackson. It's the day the music died.
It just seems so unreal. I just cannot believe that this is happening.
Then on TMZ.com, the first report that Michael Jackson had died. People scrambled to try to confirm it. Later, if there was still any doubt, Michael's brother Jermaine Jackson spoke on behalf of the family.
His personal physician who was with him at the time attempted to resuscitate my brother, as did the paramedics who transported him to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center.
As the news spread, fans did what they thought they should. In Harlem, they danced in the street outside the Apollo Theater where the Jackson 5 performed decades ago. And hundreds came here to Times Square, where the huge video screens gave updates and car stereos played Jacko's hits.
I have his music in my iPod. I'm always listening to it no matter what. He's an idol.
Oh my God, a thriller.
As the night wore on, more details came through. Pictures showed Michael Jackson's body being flown by helicopter to the LA coroner's office for an autopsy. That should help show the cause of death. For now, though, all people here are doing is remembering Michael Jackson for the man he was and the music he made.
I always remember him as the greatest entertainer. I always loved watching the Thriller video.
Today is a historical day right now. It's historical.
Since I was like 4 or 5, I've been listening to him. Black or White, Beat It, Billie Jean. I'm going to go home and listen to some Michael Jackson.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Newsbeat.
You can leave your tributes to Michael Jackson and tell us how you'll remember him. Go to Radio 1 online and click on News, or you can text us on 81199. Start your message with the word News. Let's get more on what's happening in Los Angeles. Rajesh Merchandani is there for Newsbeat.
One.
Radio 1.
Well, fans have been gathering here outside the hospital for many, many hours since Michael Jackson was brought here and since he was pronounced dead. Hundreds of them have been here well into the night, and there was a sense of grief and disbelief to begin with. But as the hours wore on, that changed. People were singing and dancing to his music. It became more of an impromptu celebration of his music and his legacy.
I've spent most of my day crying, and I think I'm all cried out now and just want to listen to his music and try and celebrate his life.
And Rajesh, what information
question is there at this stage on the cause of Michael Jackson's death?
Well, what officials have said is that it appears that he had cardiac arrest at his home in Bel Air, which is only about 4 minutes' drive from the hospital here. He was brought here. Paramedics in the ambulance tried to revive him because he was unconscious and not breathing. They couldn't. They tried for an hour at the hospital, and again, they failed. He was pronounced dead at about 2:30 Los Angeles time. The body has been taken away for a post-mortem. That could take a long time. There's no guarantee that we'll know within 24 hours, for example, what the official cause of death is.
Text 81199.
It's 10 minutes to one now, and you're listening to a special news beat about the death of Michael Jackson. He was 50 years old. So many tributes and personal memories coming from you on the texts.
Hi, my name's Andy Johnson. I'm a trucker from Brackley. When I was about 13, concert came up. It was the Bad Tour. It was a brilliant day. I'll never, ever forget seeing him in concert up on stage. The guy was a genius. He was a true genius.
Hello, my name's Lisa Ellis, and I'm from Castleford. Michael Jackson was a huge part of my childhood. My older brother and sister were massive fans, and it brings back so many memories. Dancing in the living room, we used to choreograph Thriller. You Are Not Alone reminds me of when my brother moved away.
Many of you going online and leaving your thoughts on the news pages too. Steve Davey from Surbiton said, Michael Jackson provided the soundtrack to so many great events in my life. What a legend he leaves, what a legacy he leaves everyone. Kirsty from Westbourne says he was just incredible. It's the end of an era. She says all her stereos are playing his music at full volume and his songs will live on forever. And just one last one for now. Bradley from London says he used to dance in the living room to Michael Jackson's video and knew every single move. He says he was the best dancer, performer and entertainer ever, and he will be missed.
This is Newsbeat.
Inspirational, iconic, talented, confused and troubled. All words that could be used to describe Michael Jackson's life. We've put a picture gallery of him through the years up on the news section of Radio 1 online. Newsbeat's Nesta McGregor looks back at the highs and lows of a career spanning four decades.
While most five-year-olds are busy learning their times tables or how to tie their laces, at that age, Michael Jackson was signed to Motown, the biggest record label of the 60s. Along with his four brothers, the Jackson 5 quickly became global icons, but from the start, it was obvious who was the real star. The group's trademark dance routines and clean-cut image made them ideal role models. Michael Jackson later admitted his father used to beat them, often lashing out during rehearsals if they messed up.
He was very strict, very hard, you know, very stern. And just a look would scare you, you know, and there's been times when he'd come to see me and I would get sick.
In 1979, Jacko recorded his first solo album. 3 years later, he released Thriller. She said, I am the one. To date, it's the best-selling album of all time, shifting more than 100 million copies. It featured seven number ones and the iconic video for the single of the same name. With the money from the sales, Jackson bought the 2,600-acre Neverland Ranch, where he built his own fun fair and zoo. He spent the next few years living as a recluse, and in 1993, 13-year-old Geordie Chandler accused the singer of sexual assault. Michael Jackson denied the claims, but the case was settled out of court for an estimated £12 million.
It was a nightmare, a horrifying nightmare. But if this is what I have to endure to prove my innocence, my complete innocence, so be it.
At the time, Michael Jackson's physical appearance was also being talked about.
This is the situation. I have a skin disorder that destroys the pigmentation of the skin. It's something that I cannot help. When people make up stories that I don't want to be who I am, it hurts me.
By the late 90s, the singer was making the headlines for his personal life and really for his music. He got married to Lisa Marie Presley. Then in 1997, shocked the world when he announced he was to become a dad. The mother, nurse Debbie Rowe.
I had them because I wanted him to be a father. I believe that there are people who should be parents, and he's one of them. There could be no other person that could be a better father.
Over the next few years, there was very little new music from the singer. In fact, his last studio album, 2001's Invincible, was largely considered a flop, despite selling 10 million copies. Then, in 2003, everything changed.
Why can't you share your bed? The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
That interview with Martin Bashir for the documentary Living with Michael Jackson sparked a police investigation and landed the singer in court.
This is the News Leader.
Graphic testimony expected today as Michael Jackson's accuser takes the stand.
A teenager, Gavin Arviso, accused the singer of getting him drunk and then molesting him.
I'm very strong. I have rhinoceros skin, but at the same time, I'm human. People come at celebrity. We're targets. The bigger the star, the bigger the target, but the truth always prevails.
A jury later cleared the singer of all the charges. In less than 2 weeks' time, Michael Jackson was due on stage at the O2 Arena in London for a comeback tour. Over a million tickets were sold for what was described as the last chance to see arguably the greatest entertainer that ever lived.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. I'll see you in July, and I love you.
This is Radio 1's Newsbeat.
Well, here in the UK, fans have already started to lay flowers. Many have turned up at the theatre where Thriller the musical's been on since the start of the year. The Lyric in London's West End has been closed out of respect. Newsbeat's Nomia Iqbal is there.
Lots of press, tourists and fans gathering here at the moment. Cars are slowing down and drivers are nodding at the Michael Jackson images which border at the front of the theatre here. They've been blasting his music as loudly as they can from their cars. Now, Thriller's been playing here for 6 months, but at the moment the doors are closed. There's a white note on the glass window here reading, due to tragic events, the theatre will open later than usual today. Just going round to the other entrance, there's a Shrine of Flowers building. One of the cards reads, "Rest in peace, Michael Jackson." Now, we've been told the show will go ahead tonight, but there'll be a minute's silence and the lights will be dimmed outside the theatre this evening.
And you were down at the O2 Arena earlier.
Yeah, not a lot of fans turned up there, many choosing to come here instead. It was back in March when Michael announced his comeback tour at the O2. They've not actually commented on what's going to happen if you bought tickets for the gigs, but Seatwave, one of the companies that sold some of the tickets, says fans will get a full refund.
This is Newsbeat.
You're listening to a special Newsbeat on the death of Michael Jackson, with Jonathan Blake in New York and Tulip Mazumdar in London. The star was rushed to hospital in LA last night, but doctors weren't able to save him. It's thought he died of a heart attack, aged just 50. Some of the world's biggest stars have been paying tribute. Madonna's released a statement saying, "I can't stop crying over the sad news. The world has lost one of the greats, but his music will live on forever."
Here in the US, Justin Timberlake, who styles much of his dancing on Michael Jackson, says, "We have lost a genius. He's been an inspiration. I will always cherish the moments I shared with him on stage and all of the things I learned about music from him and the time we spent together. My heart goes out to his family and loved ones."
Michael Jackson's ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's daughter, says, "I'm so very sad and confused with every emotion possible. I'm heartbroken for his children, who I know we're everything to him. Words fail me." Neo's statement reads, "Michael Jackson will live forever through the thing he put all his life energy into, his music." And P. Diddy says, "Michael Jackson made the music come to life. He made me believe in magic."
Many artists and celebs have been talking about it on Twitter too. Miley Cyrus writes, "Michael Jackson was my inspiration." Kelly Rowland says, "Michael, you left such a legacy on this earth. You have touched so many. This has got to be one of the saddest days in music history."
And here, Radio 1 and One Extra's Trevor Nelson has been remembering the star.
"I have to honestly say, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing what I do today, because the first record I ever received was the Jackson 5's Greatest Hits, and it's the only record I possessed for about 3 or 4 years, so I played it every single day. He was an amazing talent, a one of a kind. We'll never see the like of him again."
And Trevor takes a look back at the biggest selling album of all time, Michael Jackson's Thriller, over on One Extra. It's on from 2 o'clock. And then tomorrow night from 7, Radio 1 and One Extra will come together to pay tribute to the star. Mr. Jam will host a 2-hour journey through his music and life.
Newsbeat.
More of your tributes coming up, but first, let's go to one of the world's biggest music festivals, where many people are still trying to get their heads round what's happened. Glastonbury's underway in Somerset. Our music reporter Greg Cochrane's been chatting to shocked fans there.
Yesterday, baking hot sunshine and plenty of excitement.
Welcome to Glastonbury, everybody! Give me a cheer!
Overnight, heavy thunderstorms and the news that everyone's talking about.
The weather kind of represents everybody's feelings today, I think. A bit miserable.
Rumours started circulating about Michael Jackson's death in campsites just like this one here at around 10 last night. How did you find out?
My friend texted me. I've had my phone off because obviously it saved my battery and I've just switched it on.
Some people found out for sure when R.I.P. Michael Jackson appeared on the big screens in one of the dance tents and Thriller started playing. Elsewhere, people were shouting it through megaphones and lots of the food stalls were playing Jacko's biggest hits.
We sang a little tribute.
Yeah.
We sang a bit of Dirty Diana.
According to organiser Emily Evis's Twitter, she's expecting tributes throughout the weekend. No doubt some of those will come from the likes of Pharrell Williams and will.i.am, who are playing here and have worked with him in the past.
I think people are going to do tributes to him. I think probably the later acts, they might do a Michael Jackson song or two. Blur might.
Newsbeat.
Radio 1.
In the last few minutes while we've been on air, we've had lots more tributes and messages from you on the texts and posted on the news pages of Radio 1 Online. Chris in Aldershot says Michael Jackson was such a legend, let him rest in peace. Andy from Trowbridge texted in to say, what a loss, it's such a massive dent in the history of music, but his dance moves and voice will live forever. James from Derby said Michael Jackson was a brilliant entertainer, his great music will live on. Today is a sad day. Dawn from Oxford texted in to say Michael Jackson was the biggest music icon of all time, who influenced all the greats of today. It's a sad, sad day and music will never be the same. You can keep your tributes coming in into us. On the text, it's 81199, start your message news, or go to the news pages of Radio 1 Online.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Newsbeat.
This is a special Newsbeat on the death of Michael Jackson. It's thought he suffered a heart attack at his home in Beverly Hills last night. He was 50 years old.
What a very bizarre morning to be waking up today. If you just woke up at 6:30 this morning, the news is Michael Jackson has died. I'm very, very shocked by it.
My brother, the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
They are hugging one another, and the words are not coming. There are no words for which they can even say what they feel. The hurt is just overwhelming.
As I turned up the collar board, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind.
Music on my iPod, I'm always listening to it no matter what. He's an idol.
Since I was like 4 or 5, I've been listening to him. Black or White, Beat It, Billie Jean.
Oh my god, a Thriller.
I'm gonna go home and listen to some Michael Jackson.
I don't know where you could go that wouldn't have heard of Michael Jackson.
Tragedy to just music, it's a massive piece of history, just like gone now, and it's like he'll be a legend forever. He will always be known as a legend.
A lot will be said about Michael Jackson as we learn more about this story.
In Bollywood movies, you know, see lots of people who copying and who try to act, you know, the way he acts.
I've spent most of my day crying, and I think I'm all cried out now, and just want to listen to his music and try and celebrate his life.
This guy, he's like the greatest entertainer of all time to me.
I used to moonwalk so much in my socks, I could put holes in.
When I was little, it was always work, 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 from one concert to the next. If it wasn't concert, it was the recording studio. If it wasn't that, it was TV shows or interviews.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. I'll see you in July, and I love you.
I think people were kind of remembering a bit about the music that he'd made, and people were taking it a bit more seriously, and there was that kind of fascination to see what he was like. I really wanted to go and see him live. I never will.
Michael Jackson, he only comes along once.
we had the benefit of enjoying him while he was here, and we're going to enjoy him forever through his music.
Number one.
It's David Guetta, and this is my track featuring Kelly Rowland, and it's called When Love Takes Over.
Listen Sundays from 4 to Radio 1's chart show with Fern and Reggie.